Overcome the enemy. Satan. Who is our primary enemy? The devil. And thus Jesus went around healing all those who were oppressed by the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Therefore, a Christian's mandate is turn those who are in darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God through Christ. Who is the devil? His name is Lucifer. However, he is known as Satan, the evil one, Beelzebub, lord of the flies, accuser of the brethren, great and red dragon, Leviathan, king over the children of pride, serpent of old, prince of demons, father of lies, prince of this world, god of this age, the thief. Is the devil omnipresent? No, he is a fallen angel, and angels aren't everywhere. The kingdom, which he rules over, is nearly everywhere on earth. What is the primary motive of the devil? To steal, kill, and destroy. Does God allow the devil into our lives? God gives us free will. Our wrong choices allow the devil in. How does the devil work? Directly and through his kingdom. His kingdom comprises of fallen angels, demons, and the lost. They influence, deceive, tempt, and hinder. They are able to speak into hearts, motivation, passions, and minds, understanding, thoughts. They can speak into, but can they know our thoughts? No, if Satan could, then he would have told Pharaoh and Nebuchadnezzar their dreams through his magicians. The Bible doesn't say anywhere that angels or Satan can know our thoughts, only God can. The only way Satan or his demons can understand our thoughts is by watching us. Can people be possessed by demons? They can enter, attach, harass, demonized, but they can't totally possess a person, as the will of a person is still stronger. How do they have access? Through pride. Pride is rebellion against God and his promises, unbelief. Why? Because some love the world, e.g. lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and self-reliant living. From this foundation, the following doors open to the enemy: fear of anyone or anything more than God, unforgiveness, gossip and meddling, lying, being in wrath, lack of self-control. Witchcraft, sorcery, channeling, sexual immorality, drinking blood, eating things strangled, cursing words, pornography. This doesn't only impact the person doing these, but also those under their authority and those who follow them. How can we tell if a person is demonized versus flesh? Test the spirits and discern. Anything that a person is perpetually struggling to break away from is a good indication of demonic influence. Here's some things to consider: spirit of jealousy, to murder, rage, suspicious, competition, jealousy, revenge. Lying spirit, religious spirit, superstition, lying continually. Familiar spirit, practicing occult, astrology. Perverse spirit, lusting, fornication, twisted thoughts of destruction, homosexuality, pornography, sometimes a hatred resistance against God. Spirit of heaviness, grief, hopelessness, depression, rejection, self-pity, gluttony, total inadequacy. Spirit of whoredom, prostitution, idolatry. Spirit of infirmity, all sickness and disease, e.g. cancer. Spirit of deaf and dumb, epilepsy, acting mad, anorexia, self-destruction, not wanting to speak. Spirit of fear, torment, worry, inferiority, phobias. Spirit of pride, gossip, self-righteousness, trying to be right and not willing to change because of lifestyle. Spirit of bondage, bitterness, addictions, abandonment. Spirit of Antichrist, spirit of error, deny Jesus is born of a virgin, deny he died on the cross, deny resurrection, resistant to the freedom and power in Christ now. Spirit of ill will, hatred towards another for no reason. Spirit of stupor, unable to see or understand God. How to cast out the demons? Don't allow it to be a formula or be fixated on the specific name of the spirit. The how is not as important as who is backing you. So let the Lord direct your heart, e.g. say a person has feelings of continual fear for no reason. You can minister by casting out the spirit. In the name of Jesus, you spirit of fear, Satan, evil spirit, I command you to come out of, go. Casting out the demons, warning? The person ministering deliverance needs to be a Christian who is intimate with God, knowing who they are in Christ. No need to lay hands on, just declare demons to leave. How do demons come out? sometimes shaking and sometimes coming out of orifices, tears, running nose, sweat, diarrhea, urine, coughing, yawning, vomiting, foaming, sighing, and sometimes there is nothing. But either way, you will see the end result of peace, clarity in thought, freedom and healing. Can they come back after they have been cast out? Yes. If the person hasn't changed their ways to line up with the kingdom of God, then they will enter and the last state will be worse than the first. If they haven't received Jesus as their Lord, lead them to him. Only then Holy Spirit will enter them. He is greater than the enemy. How to overcome them? Live in Christ, testify Christ, forgive and don't be ignorant of the devil's devices. How? Submit to God and resist the devil, he will flee from you. How to submit? Be intimate with God, rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation. Know who you are in him and walk as he walks, loving another. As you walk, verbally cast down everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, declare the truth in and through Christ. So get to know his promises, meditate on his goodness and mercy you have received through Jesus.